let me ask you, like, we'll be rounding up now. What are the things that you're entitled to? Like, what do you feel entitled to? Like, you can mention, like, maybe one from parents or, like, as much as you can.
Parents, friends, relationships.
God.
And God, okay. As a child of my parents, love my parents, by the way, I feel like I'm entitled to their attention, to be honest. Because, I mean, I'm a very needy person. So, I mean, this applies to every other aspect. But like we originally said, we didn't choose to be here. So every single thing that you give to me kind of falls under that umbrella. You wouldn't realize somebody needs something until you actually pay close attention to them. So if my parents can, you know, attend to me and focus on me and see what I need, and everything else comes like, oh, you're hungry, oh, you need water, you know, just focus on me, give me that attention. In terms of friends, I feel like I'm entitled to space if I need it, because most people don't really understand, like, okay, maybe sometimes a person needs to back off. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, right? Just means that I need my own space. My own space. Yeah, space. Oh, you can say space. Good for you.
I don't know what I've done to
you. Okay, let me just quickly like state mine. Just since I was expecting like you to like hammered on something for friends. For me, Sha, I don't know about everyone. But something I'm entitled to, I think I need to change when it comes to friends, is support.
Support? Okay, that's a given.
I feel entitled to support, like, I'm not talking about that tiny support circle in quote as always not coming through. Like, I'm talking about support. Like, when we're friends, like, I'm guilty. Entitled to your support.
I'm guilty, Abby.
Catch your shade is for you. But if I'm doing something, like, let me see your hand in that, like, work with me. I don't just need it to celebrate my wins. I want it to be a part of my win. Like, I don't just, okay, when it's all done and I've cried alone, I've invested and then I've won, and then you're like, oh, we did it. We did what? There was no we. It was me. So now that you get to rejoice with me, okay, fine. But like, wouldn't it have been like better? And like, there'll be more joy if you knew that I had a hand in this. Like, at any level, if it's business your friends are into, like, support, even if you're not patronizing them.
Shout out.
Try not to give an attitude when they ask you to share their links.
Yeah.
Like, it's really the least.
Do people really do that though?
Yeah, they do. They're like,
Again.
Oh, you're guilty. I don't know.
No, I'm not guilty, but I mean, I share out links once in a while.
Like, sometimes you'd be like, you get messages like, please, can you take me out of your broadcast?
Yeah.
I do that sometimes, and it depends on the level, but I'm talking about friends. Mm-hmm. Like, there's clearly a line between acquaintances and friends. Like, your post, friends.
Post. Can I cut you off?
No. As I was saying.
No, I'll say something really, really,
just hold
really,
it.
Really nice.
I will forget it.
Exactly.
Okay, go on.
I mean, like, sad music thing, but this is my apology to Bill publicly. Because apparently, I'm not apparently, I actually realized that I've not been supporting it. Like, I'm going through my own stuff. Most usually it's mentally. I'm not mad or anything. I just think a lot about stuff. Like I said, I make music, just saying. Mm. But then I think I've mentioned that before.
Yeah, you have.
Okay. So it's like when he sends his link, to be very honest, first thing first, I barely ever open WhatsApp. I'm sorry. And secondly, even when I open the chats like after, and then it's like, oh, it's not like too late to share his links or something. But then like, if it was something physical, like, because I'm not really an online person, if it was physical, you know I'll be there for you.
Do I though?
Yes, you do. I'm serious,
do
I'm
you?
Serious.
I don't, leave me out of this.
I'm serious, I'll be there.
So like, then, I don't know, like, I actually have to change because, like we said earlier, when you feel entitled to you make yourself vulnerable to, like, disappointment. And, like, I know the hurt I actually go through when these people don't come.
I feel like Labib might be Bill's 13th reason.
Oh, so, you know, just feel entitled to, like, these little things actually go a long way. Because, imagine me, for instance, I know so many people.
Mm. Oh,
How do you do that, by the way? It's not exhausting, like
mentally. It actually really is exhausting. Mm-hmm. But like,
it's... I expose you now.
Expose me. There's really no secret to it.
Like, there's a secret to
spill the tea.
Spill the
tea. When we're in Bill's room. See, if you text Bill and you are not beside him, you don't know what he is saying. It depends on what you text him, to be honest. Like, if he's his friend.
What is he saying?
You always have this comment.
This is really unfiltered, guys.
Yes, you have this comment whenever someone you don't like or you don't text you. And I know you have this look on your face. It's like, who's this? I mean, he's allowed to. He's allowed
when
to.
When you establish that, it's exhausting. So, yeah. Like, when he comes up, like, can't I sigh at least?
Why must you? Were you not the one giving out your numbers?
He's entitled to his feeling of exhaustion. He's entitled to sleep and sigh if he wants to.
I don't believe in entitlement.
Uh-huh. Can you imagine? Like, okay, like, I do not want to hear from you. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a very open person. I'm free spirited, like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So
we stand his mom, by the way.
Yes. Have you seen that lady?
Hello.
She is beautiful.
Have you seen that lady's nose? Oh my god.
Oh no.
You did not talk about her nose.
Yeah, I know. I know,
that's
nose,
that's your
like,
Michael fetish.
That's yes.
And I'm always in a position to like relate to people, maybe because of a leadership role,
yeah.
Or like a friend meeting a friend is how I met Gogo. So exactly that kind of thing, and it just keeps building, and then
like that, yeah.
You just like you have your little empire,
something.
Exactly, your community. So, and like I know so many people, and when I see results from like little things like sharing links, I'm like, where did these people run off to?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't understand.
I can relate to that.
So like I don't know whether it's a good thing or not, but like,
I feel like
I'm constantly like vulnerable to that, and I'll try and work on it.
I know
but,
what
like,
you should do.
I don't know.
I'll let you know what you should do.
What should I do?
Come to me as you have, and then let me tell you what to do. So like I have this friend that makes music. So like, I mean, I knew he was like he's big, way bigger than I am. Flo Boy, check him out. And then
there will be no.
I'm sorry.
One more promotion and you're out.
It's not me. It's for someone else. So Flo Boy made like I had his number and everything, and then some days after we were talking, he posted something on the stage or something about creating a group chat for anyone that like
wants to support and everything.
Yeah, that works, that likes.
I think you've told me about this.
Yeah, that likes his music and everything, and then he made a group chat. So I'm sure he has like. I'm very sure he has about 1,000
contacts
or so, but then there are 200 something people in the group chat. So I show you that it's not really everyone. I mean, he made them share the link, so like, if say share the link, not forcing people to join.
Yeah.
If you like his music and you want to get recent updates, you join the group chat. And I joined, even though I had his number, I still joined because I liked.
I'm surprised that it's not even your closest friends that are your biggest supporter.
Like, he doesn't know half of the people there.
Exactly.
But then. So. 200 is still a lot, like, so start.
And that's even the limit in WhatsApp, like,
exactly, like, 50 is even a lot, to be very honest, like.
But that doesn't mean they don't support you, though.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they don't support you, so I'm just... Another thing, just because, if you send a link to someone,
because
they don't share it, doesn't mean they don't actually support
you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be helpful, but that doesn't really mean...
Yeah, it's helpful, but it's hard to understand,
like, yeah.
That's where I stand. I'm serious, that's where I stand.
You sound in so many places.
Yes,
so many places.
Like I said, three different personalities. It's like, let me explain.
I think you need some more for all the places you're standing.
It's like, so, personally speaking, I told you I talk a lot. Don't even give me that look. Personally speaking, yeah, I feel like I'm this kind of person that I have an online, I won't say status, but I have an online personality and a physical personality.
OAP.
So
like,
that's what it's called.
No, actually, that's on air, but go on.
So it's like, there are certain things, it's not even about claiming maturity or anything. I just have some people that view my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
You
so it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Although I've brought about 161 of them, please, my father, don't listen to this. But then it's like, they're just certain people that, like, they don't, like, the way I am online, it's not how people really think I am in person. Like, I chat, I give the same energy, but like, I don't post stuff. I'm posting, it has to be either me, my friend, their birthday, which is actually still rare, or like something important, something religious, you understand, once in a while. So then you get that kind of thing. So
yeah,
like, because of that story, there are just some things I do not just post. Because if I post your link, which I have once or twice actually, if I post your link, yeah, I mean, there's nothing bad, it's just a link. And so, a podcast, do you know how many people ask me for my song? Like, did you drop a new song, or is it your podcast? And I'm like, oh no, it's for my friend Bill, go and check it out. And then they just lose interest. You get what I mean? They're just like,
yeah,
it's for my friend. Like,
I'm not saying that because I sent you a link and you don't share that, you're not supporting.
You should actually listen to it and
No. You know. Like, okay, it's fine. So because a lot of my friends actually didn't even know what podcast was.
Dang.
Before I started it. Like, sometimes people ask me, like, I don't understand this podcast thing. Is it a YouTube channel? So like, it's fine. Okay, I brought something new to like the table, and it's not like straightforward entertainment where you're watching. I'm like, but like, it's something you can just like listen as you go. You can do. You can multitask. Yeah. And, like, listening to music, basically. Like, I mean, Coco's voice is so soothing.
Hit me up.
Well, like, it won't kill you to like just give it a listen. Like, some friends actually send feedback, and like, these things actually go a long way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not asking for support, like donate and help me buy a microphone,
yeah,
which I need. So donate and help me buy microphones and everything. But like, those little things, just when you see the effort your friends are putting to, like,
yeah,
it will make you want to do more.
Yeah.
Like, as a content creator, when you see how people receive your content, mm-hmm, you want to do more because you know that, okay, there are expectations, people are expecting this from me,
yes, like that.
But like, when you do so much, then this is something that content creators like suffer. And like, I don't blame us for being entitled to support,
mm-hmm,
but like, we put in so much work, so it will not kill you to share the link or to listen or like just come back and like just a word of encouragement,
yeah, feedback at least.
Exactly. So
Bill is a very supportive friend. If you guys don't know him personally,
exactly why it should be reciprocated. You know, because I'm like, I'm following the golden rule: treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And like, he's slapping me in the face. So hopefully I don't get exhausted and then I just like switch and then I'm like, come through. That's something me, I'm pissed. I think it's a problem. But like, it's a very popular problem. I don't even know how to call it a problem, but like, it's normal. I'm entitled to your support.
Mm-hmm. Honesty on all fronts. Like, I want to, like, okay, so most times in relationships, we want to know what our partners are doing just because of that fear of like, oh, what if?
Insecurity.
Exactly. Like, what if he goes? What if he's out there with another girl? What if she's out there with another dude? Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like I'm entitled to honesty. Like, if at any point in time you feel like, oh, you're tired and you just don't want to do it anymore, like, be honest with me. If you think I look like literal poop, be honest with me. If you don't like my family, just be honest. Just
transparency,
keep me
too.
Transparency. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get it.
I do. I really do. Don't mind.
Do you get it?
Hmm?
Mm-hmm. No.
I guess.
So like, what are you entitled to?
I should say the four.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And start with God, since you didn't mention any.
God!
Hmm.
The big guy. I don't know. I really don't know. To be honest. I'm not entitled to anything. I mean, I just feel like, I just understand. It's like, why make me and kill me and tell me that if I don't follow your will, I'm going to, but still, I mean, let me ask a question, which is so out of the topic. All of you listening to this podcast, ask yourself, including both of you. Do you love God or are you scared of hell? Think about it. No, legit, think about it. Do you love
question
God?
Question of the day.
I think I actually do love God, to be honest.
Bill.
I do love him. Like, that's actually a very...
We'll talk about that later.
Touchy subject.
Let's not talk about it now. Let's continue.
Yeah. And just take that question home and like...
Ponder upon it.
Ponder. Proceed.
My turn. Okay. So that's God. And friends, what are...
Just all your personalities are just emotionless, you know.
No, they're very rational. Like, see, if I say personally, like, if I bring out my other personality, that's Oshoma, that side. Oshoma feels like,
do you know, reasons I've heard this in it, like, daily.
I'm not even joking, like, they're three people. So Oshoma feels like Oshoma's life was planned by terrible, and then he feels like he did not deserve everything that happened, or deserve some small shot, but then it feels like he deserves a good life because he knows he has a good heart. Labib on the other side,
Labib,
see, very rational. Like, I'm just there, you don't understand.
So, Labib is one everyone knows,
it's one most people know because Oshima is hard to pronounce, and also Oshima is like my high school, junior, secondary school life.
Labib, the ugly, like, Labib,
not the ugly one, please.
Okay.
And then, so it's like, I just don't really, I just feel
so
like...
So you don't feel entitled to anything?
Yo, as long as I do not bring you to this earth, we come here together, we're not going together, bro, live your life, I live my life.
And I think at the same time, that's about mindset.
It avoids unnecessary
I don't think I like it.
It can be kind of destructive at some point.
Because you're like...
Like, it makes sense though, but like in some context, it could be kind of...
We're talking about being like reciprocated and everything. And if you're thinking like this, then obviously no one dares expect anything from you. Do you understand?
That's different. Like, I act based on... I say I'm very rational. And also, I act based on how I feel most times. And what I just think is right. Because if I act based on how I feel alone, then I'm not being rational. I'm just acting based on my feelings. But I act on what I just feel is right. No, my parents actually brought me up properly. So it's like, if you ask me for help, honestly, if I can help you, I'll roll. But I just don't expect that, oh, since I've helped you, are entitled to help me. Or since we are friends, you're entitled. Nah, just, if you tell me no, I'm like, okay, I won't even get mad. I'm just like, everyone's life, like, it's that kind of thing. I avoid, you know, so you have to balance it. Because if I'm too extreme with the rationality, if I'm too extreme with the rationality, then it's like, it's going to mess me up. You understand? I have to keep in mind that everyone is human, they have their own life to do. Different times, different periods, different things happening.
Well, just to end everything, I think in the grand sense of things, we kind of are entitled to a lot of things as human beings. We always have been, always will be. No matter where you come from or where your background is or the kind of experiences you shape, like that shaped you. I said it earlier, this podcast, just by the mere fact that you're a human being, it means that you have the right to so many things. Even in constitutions of different countries, you have a right to life and other things. So for every single person listening, just check yourself and assess yourself and question what exactly you think you are entitled to and what you really are entitled to. Like, use this as like a way for you to just become a better person, to be honest. I think that's one really beautiful thing about this particular topic. Like, it's not only for you just to listen to and be like, oh, ha ha ha, this person said something funny. Like, truly, what is in you and like, what can you change and what can, how can you become a better person from this?
Yes, I'm a talker too. Don't worry, you get used to me on our next podcast.
Yeah.
This is going to be the next one, right?
anyways. So, you know how people are usually like, what's it called? You know how people are usually like, it's not you, it's me.
I hate that line.
And none of you ever mean that thing.
It's so cliche.
Like, the last person I had, like, let's say a separation with, I won't tell you if we're friends or more than friends, just don't have the separation. And I told the person, it's not me, it's you. Because see, there's sometimes you have to understand
that's new.
It's true. Like, it's true. I knew I was not at fault. Yeah, I was not at fault. And then things that people have to just own up to themselves, like, be honest with yourself. And like, deep down, everyone has that conscience that tells them the truth. Like, if you're the one messing up, or it's your friend messing up, or you have a problem, or like, you know, some kind of thing, like, deep down, that thing is speaking to you, but you're shutting it out. I just feel like people should be honest with themselves and try to think rationally sometimes, not just with emotions. Like, but all humans, like, we go through shit, you understand? So it's not all about you, what you want. Think about what you're giving, you understand? It's not just all take and no gives, you know.
Word.
Gives and takes. So I feel like dropping a line for my song, but no.
please grace us with a line or two.
Okay.
Just kidding. back to me.
Nice.
So basically, let me take you guys on a journey. Started with like the definition. We spoke on like scenarios. Then we spoke mostly on how to like overcome it, and then we also gave reasons why people are entitled to, like, we spoke about like background, the background factor. Then just, I don't know, that's like majorly why people feel entitled. And then maybe just there's the ego too. Like,
you hear that, Habib? Ego.
Like, no, people just have large ego, like just wants
everything to go their way, you know. And like,
yeah,
unfortunately they actually do get that for like a stage in their life, so like they try to maintain that. You get just treat people right, like respect people, like draw a line when there's an entitlement and when there's a want, you know. Because not everything is a need, so like don't force your wants on people and just like be understanding. And like, be grateful. Those little things that you do get, it's not because they belong to you, but like, it's all still grace. So when you get them, like, thank them. Obviously, for someone that I'm having issues like with like.
Currently.
Sorry.
Is it currently?
No, like vulnerability.
Are we allowed to name drop?
Sorry.
Can we name drop in this?
Name drop? Yeah. Can we just call someone out?
I mean,
go on. We're here for tea.
But not gonna do that again.
Like, it's the least you could do. You can't just tease them. Like, what are you saying, fam?
What are you saying? God.
I have so many things to say, but like, I'm just gonna zip. That should be for another episode.
I would have spoken, yeah.
Is it linked with entitlement?
Oh, for sure.
Then, hello, this is the topic.
Oh, no. Relationships shouldn't be destroyed because of this.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So this is getting.
So, I don't want to talk, but like, I'm about to get me. So, like, I've got people, I've got pagans.
At least give me the tea after the podcast.
Please, just totally ignore me.
Because me, I'm entitled to gist though. If you have gist, give it. If I hear from someone else. So I guess we've come to the end of this podcast.
Sadly.
Yeah, like you guys complain for 30 minutes, more or less an hour. So
complain.
People complain and they're like, it's so long, like how do you want me to listen to this? Blah blah blah. And like there's no video, like I don't have the equipment for all that. So again, this is me pitching my needs.
Mm. And from next year there will be videos.
When's your birthday, by the way?
Birthday is May 17th.
Guys, May 17th.
It's close.
Yeah, it's so
I dropped
close.
My birthday.
Nah, should I?
Or yeah. the day after. No, your attention like disappears. Drop it the day.
Maybe I'll drop it that day. So like that'll be my birthday gift. Share my link. Listen. Donate, you know.
Ooh, set up a GoFundMe for the microphone and everything.
I don't know how to do that. Will you help with that?
I will put something up.
Oh my god.
So yeah. Some entitlements are like permissive, but like just be real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like would you like this to be expected from you or of you? And I guess the world would be a much easier place to live in. So thank you so much. And again, listen, share. As you're listening, share. Like, and listen to previous episodes as well.
And please listen.
Like that insecurity.
We couldn't end it without this, you know.
You couldn't what?
We couldn't end it without that.
Happy.
Please don't, hello? Cut, don't cut that out. This is comical.
Okay, I wouldn't. So yeah, listen to previous episodes. There's insecurities. Mm-hmm. There is toxic relationships. Toxic relationships did so well.
Really?
Like that topic did so, so well. Like I was getting emails.
Really?
Yeah, well, like they said my podcast was doing so well in Uganda. Like,
whoa.
I feel like I should have been to them in that.
I could have
talked. Toxicity.
You're a toxic person?
No, me? No, I'm a lover boy. I'm a lover boy. I'm just a lover boy. I'm a lover boy, bro. Like.
So yeah, that episode did so well. Like it's the best performing episode so far. And like maybe it's the topic, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's something so real and like everywhere. Like, see, we insecurities, so I would expect that something like that to like have so much, you know.
But
I'm also trying to remember other episodes. I know we spoke about Jesus. Anyways, so I gotta listen. It's only insecurities that I have in my mind. I mean, there's one that starts with an S.
Huh? Your own podcast.
See, I'm getting old and like I have.
He's having a senior moment.
Exactly, and like there's so much happening.
Of course.
Like this semester was a lot.
It was so.
And it was so fast. I'm like, bruh. How did I actually handle?
This is actually our longest semester.
No, it's not. It 100 level. No, we had
first
like
semester.
Oh yeah.
Second, we have second crossing over to 200.
And there wasn't like any break in between.
There was
just
no
kept
break
on going.
Sure. Yes,
yeah.
Now.
There was a break for me now. Oh, that was nice. Okay, I thought they were okay. Carry on.
To the Lord. But like I know I had one with Kenny and Dorian, like I actually should remember that one. I remember. So not this one, the one that said we S was small talk. Mm-hmm. It was talk about Anonymous. That time it was hot in 100 level. Where everyone was doing like Anonymous.
And people still do that.
Yeah, people still do that. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think we did justice to that topic. One another time, probably go back to that because I guess it did not reach my target audience. So then there was the jealousy versus envy, there were the assumptions that we split into.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that Shimmer was on.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. So, yeah, listen to those episodes. Like, if you have topics, reach out to us on our Instagram at FUTP, that's Friends of Youth at the Podcast. And then I'll be dropping the socials of our two guests here, Gogo and Labib. Mm-hmm.
So, I know she said hit you. I mean, she said hit me up.
Hit
yeah.
me up, y'all.
So I would
hit me up too.
Yeah. And like support Labib's music. So
yeah. Stream.
Why not?
Like why not?
Because next year, if you guys don't know, Rema and I have something. Sorry to spoil the Rema and I have a song together.
Manifest.
No, not manifesting. Like it's true. Rema
oh,
and I.
It's done.
And I, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Want money right now?
That's actually a form of manifestation.
Sorry.
That's actually a form of manifestation.
Yeah, it's
true. The universe. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we believe you. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Mm. What do you mean it can? It's happening.
It has happened.
What do you mean? It is happening right now.
Nice.
Rema, catch your soul. So thank you once again for listening to the end, and we'll see you on the next episode. Au revoir. Yeah, which language are you saying bye bye in?
Yoruba.
What's bye bye in Yoruba?
I'm not Yoruba.
Are you Yoruba?
I'm not Yoruba either.
Wait, I'm Yoruba, but I don't know.
Oh wow.
Yoruba Igbo. Yoruba Igbo.
Edo.
You're Igbo?
Yeah, I'm Igbo. And like except imagine
his name gives the vibe.
Wait, so,
no, the surname.
Oh, what's your surname?
Agunobi. Agunobi.
No.
We're done with the podcast, so you can go. We're just having a little post like banter.
Mm.
Post banter.
So yeah. Banter. Imagine banter. There was a time that someone was like who was surprised I'm evil because I speak good English. And that was so offensive. It was a lecturer.
Yay.
Can you imagine?
Oh, I'm not
before you have that evil accent.
That evil tongue.
You know even this guy, that guy in my room, that my roommate is that. Uh-huh. You know he has it like a bit.
Yeah, he does.
Once in a while, he just pops up. And he says,
a lot.
Yeah, it's funny.
Hostel. But like, that was so, and like, Yoruba, let's not even get to the tongues that you guys have, but like.
No, get into it.
No, not here.
Like,
yeah.
We're talking like, at and how they mix that.
Yeah, the H factor.
Mm-hmm, there's the H factor, there's the, yeah, that H factor is like the king.
And that H factor isn't like a specific, it's just like,
I think it's like it has to do like rolling your tongue.
I feel like it depends on like the specific type of Yoruba that you're
white,
speaking.
White.
Yeah, the white. People switch those up. Mm. There's only the S factor. So.
I don't have any factor.
We
do? So,
Edo.
I don't have any factor.
You? I'll be Edo people.
I don't know about you. I mean, I love Edo people.
Personally, you don't have a factor.
I don't have any.
I don't have a factor either. Oh, Flo. Ah, you're walking Flo. Yeah, your other two personalities.
No, you don't understand. Like, being one person, yeah, mm-hmm. can say the flaws. The other one counts as the other. Just like acid, bases, and salt. You guys know this now.
Yeah.
Acid, bases. So, I mean, I'm like, I'm
neutral. Yeah.
But you get what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
I do.
I'm like,
you're studying IOD, yeah?
I'm studying. I was about to say this. Let's
sorry,
take it
sorry.
Easy. Slow down a bit, you know?
Come on, acid and bees,
I dare you state every single thing in this country's constitution. Did you even know that Nigeria has a constitution? Did you know? Did you know?
Yes, no.
Oh, yeah, state everything in this country's constitution. Go.
So, can you state that?
Yes, no. I can.
Well, I'm aware, like, I'm a little bit political. Like, imagine having a political
vote for Bill.
I'm having a little of that now, so, like, I had to learn.
Oh,
is that Akwa
Ibom? Uyo.
Do people actually live there?
Yes, now.
People live everywhere.
Do you live in Abia?
Yeah, yes.
Umaya.
There's a place called. Wait, stop.
Abia,
no.
Umaya.
That's how I learned to do song. Abia, Umaya, Adamawa, Yola.
Do people actually live in Bauchi? I know people come.
Bauchi, Bayelsa, Unigua.
From Bauchi. I've never met anyone from
Bauchi.
I've actually met anyone from Bauchi.
Cool, I guess. Unigua sounds so classy.
Should we get into Edo? Should we get into it?
The worst.
Are we the worst?
Mm-hmm.
Can never be.
Oh,
you
see Yoruba demons.
Everyone is. Everyone knows Yoruba men are the worst.
Oh, no.
They're the worst and the best. Like, that's how it is.
I'm more poor.
No, like, they can't.
Can you give Igbo people some credit? I mean,
Igbo people, do you guys have wives as per second priority? Money.
Money. First. You're literally not
stereotypes.
It's like
money, family status. You guys care about those a lot, like family titles and all that.
Yeah.
Kind of then your wife.
What do you mean?
And what is your guys' thing with palm wine? I don't understand.
Yeah,
what is it?
Palm wine, actually.
Oh, like what's yours with alcohol? So don't come for me.
What's your thing with? Is it fufu you guys?
Fufu, akpu.
Akpu.
What's your thing with witches?
Wait now. What's your thing with Amala? My thing with is easy. very simple. Witchcraft is fun.
It's
oh,
fun.
Wow.
Let me explain. My mom told me a story. No jokes. Binyan is one of the, what's it called? Scariest places in this Nigeria.
Okay.
Because then, back then, when my mom was younger, like, there were witches everywhere. Like, so it's people were performing witches. Not human sacrifices. Not human sacrifices. Then.
Not the deep witch.
Some are actually gifted. Some were gifted, some I don't only got those like, in their past, but they passed it down. You understand? So this particular woman, she was like the most powerful in the whole. So this comes to happen first, like once a year, they come and display their powers, make rain fall, stop rain, all that kind of nonsense. And this woman was thinking, what should she do? Guess what she did? Yes.
She turned to a bird.
She became the storm.
No, something very simple.
So she turned out of your
I've told you the story, sir. So she got three stones.
And turned them to fish.
Nope. She put the stones.
And turn them into a building.
Nah, she didn't turn anything into anything, relax.
Okay.
And then she got like a pot and put it on it.
And it brought fire.
And made soup.
Close. She got raw yam and cut it into pieces, just shattered it. And she closed it and started fanning the stones. No fire, smoke was coming out, like steam.
Is that not science? Which stupid witchery is that?
I mean, if you just.
She did not light it, she was
you
fanning.
You don't need to light
you
it.
You don't understand. Proper rock.
Yes!
I mean, it was
like, the striking comes from the pressure.
She didn't strike it!
Wait, I mean, the spark comes from the pressure, like, of the clashing.
No spark, it's a steam.
It comes from, the clashing stone.
Oh my god.
So, like, if you have so much pressure, I mean, it can, sort of just for that.
Bro,
but, like, what if they weren't moving?
Bro,
what if there wasn't any clashing?
This is what she did. One stone here, one stone here, one stone here. Pot on top. Got, a book or something, started finding it, and smoke was coming out of the pot. And when she opened it, the arms were broken. Explain to me.
Okay, that one is a different level.
Exactly.
Though.
And then she wanted to give
did
my.
Did people eat the yam?
Hey! That's the first story. She wanted to give her powers to my granddad.
Why didn't he take it? Maybe now you'd have.
She said
more
she said it's too prayerful.
It's too prayerful.
He lived with them, which is there. She said it's too prayerful. That whenever he starts praying, he feels her power. Like, he just won't be made. She's so
weak.
I think we can write this story.
Useless son. And the guy, so that one too, he said it's right.
So basically, you're a witch.
Kind of, yeah. I don't fear witch.
I don't fear them either.
Okay.
Yeah, because we have Jesus as our
best. Exactly. We'll eat in the midst of our enemies.
No, one girl came out of home and said, JLK 350.
I think guys have had enough tea. Yeah. Sorry, bye.